Welcome to The Found Project, a collaboration between Let Her Speak and Ashley Gurley Photography in celebration of Women's History Month. Our mission through this project is to show women that when we rest, we are found. Our best self comes bubbling back to the surface, and we are reminded of who we truly are without the noise of the outside world. I would like to introduce you to Michelle Guanaga, who feels found in the outdoors.
As I grew up, I really enjoyed spending time in the outdoors. Living in Florida, it was somewhat difficult finding those activities, but it mostly centered around getting out and paddling, sitting by the fire, riding bike. That's where I found my rest. What I love about it is that I find myself through it. It gives me time to reset and think about what's important to me and through the course of my life, but it's a process, so it doesn't happen overnight. Like, I didn't find myself when I was a child, or I haven't found myself now. It's just a process that we go through. Yeah, I would say my restful activity is anything in regards to going outdoors. It could be as simple as sitting by the campfire. Even in my own home, resting means maybe cooking a recipe that I enjoy. When I don't rest for a while, I start to lose myself and I forget who I am and what it is that I want out of life. What's going on in my heart, mind, and body during my restful activities is it allows me to connect with myself so I can become the best version of myself. It's allowing me time to reflect on what I see for myself, maybe just for that year or long term, and putting emphasis on just those little goals and what I can put in place to move towards that, what my weaknesses are, and trying to identify those and improve on those. Trying to put my finger on the things that are digging at me, may lay hidden, and think those things that I haven't achieved and want to. After I rest for a while, I feel more connected to myself. It's time spent on myself, and I always feel good after that. I think if we don't let rest, we'll just let life pass us by. And we'll never reflect on those things that may allow us to achieve more and become more of the person we want to be. The way that I can tell when it's time for me to rest is, it's a feeling. For example, at my business, the holiday seasons were slammed, and right around now, the middle of January, I get that feeling where I really just need a vacation. I need to disconnect from the high stress of work and just spend some time with myself. As a small business owner, I knew it was important not to get what we call burnout. And so I chose to take 2 days off a week. And that unfortunately means the business is closed 2 days a week and losing that income. But on the other hand, give myself that time to enjoy what I consider my restful activities. And I feel really good when I go to work on Wednesday. Yeah, we chose to have the setting for the photo actually at my own home. It's in my backyard. It's where I feel most at peace and rested. And it was around the fire pit, and that's right next to my outdoor kitchen. So my husband and myself and friends and family, we spend a lot of time in that area, just kind of recreating, cooking outdoors, sitting by the fire pit. It's memories for all of us that we enjoy, camaraderie and spending time with each other. I believe the act of finding ourselves comes through our version of rest, whatever that is. It's a lifelong process that currently evolves. It can really be a beautiful thing. I think often about what it means to not let life pass you by, and I practice all of the guidance we've discussed to make sure I never let that happen. That's how I feel that we can find ourselves through rest.
If you enjoyed listening to this story, check out letherspeakusa.org and follow us at letherspeakusa for more from the Found Project and other initiatives to elevate and celebrate women's voices and truth. This project is produced, edited, and scored by the very talented Travis Tench of Oak Hill Audio. The Found Project is brought to you by our amazing sponsor, the Knoxville Entrepreneur Center. A special thank you to Ashley Gurley for her amazing photography and collaboration on this project. Please visit ashleygurley.com to see more of her incredible work.